At a time of severe hardship for millions of Britons, Sunak's personal wealth grates with many. Sunak's wife, who was embroiled in a tax scandal last spring, is widely believed to be richer than the king. As Treasury Chief, Sunak masterminded programmes like Eat Out to Help Out to support businesses hurting during the pandemic. But his economic gravitas faces even tougher tests as he moves into number 10. From an international perspective, the most important thing about Rishi Sunak's appointment is that after 7 weeks of bizarre volatility, Britain is once again going to be perceived as a stable nation. The incompetence of his predecessor, Liz Truss, was extremely damaging for the British economy. At times, Britain was being compared to Greece and Italy at the height of their financial troubles. And so Rishi Sunak's prime objective is to restore confidence in brand Britain, in both its economy and its general reputation. Although there's unhappiness in the opposition ranks that there's not going to be a general election, there is at least recognition that there is now an adult in number 10 Downing Street. Those views were reflected among people promenading in the autumn dusk.
It'll be nice to get a bit of stability back to the country. I think he was a very good Chancellor of the Exchequer, and he did a lot of really good things during COVID and lockdown. I think he could be a very safe pair of hands.
We've gone through so much turmoil in the past year, and then to have all the controversy with the Conservative Party falling apart at the seams, we definitely need a general election.
His win comes on an important day for Hindus, Diwali, the festival of light. A practicing Hindu, Sunak lit candles outside Downing Street on this day 2 years ago. Many in India see his leadership as an important milestone.
If a person with Indian heritage becomes the Prime Minister of Britain, the same Britain which ruled us for so many years, then it is a moment of pride for the whole of India.
Back in London, Sunak is set to meet with King Charles, the final formal step before assuming office. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Brighton, England.